What do I do if I have no idea what I want to do with my life? When I'm in the middle of my career and realize my work doesn't have meaning or purpose to me anymore? How do we tell our friends and family that we want to completely change our career? Where should we start in making such a big life change? And how can I know what to change careers to? This podcast was created to answer these very questions. My name is Travis Robinson, and you're listening to The Everyday Worker. Welcome back, everyone, to The Everyday Worker. I'm excited for a new episode with you because today we're going to be talking about what does your dream job look like when it comes to your work life? Are you able to set boundaries with your coworkers or with your work? Or is it going to be the type of job where it's kind of like 24/7, you're answering emails all the time? Are you able to take breaks? Those questions of like, what does the everyday life look like for you and your career? That's what we're going to be digging into. And hopefully you can listen in and hear from our experiences and really get clear on what that dream job, what that healthy work life looks like for you, so that as you go out and you're searching for that perfect job, that perfect career, that you know exactly what you want so that you can have a healthy work life by your definition of a healthy work life. Anita, thanks for being here with me.
Oh, hey. Hey, everybody. Thanks a lot for having me here, Travis. I think this is a really interesting topic because I think a lot of times what happens to people is they go through school and they're kind of used to being in school and then they get into their job, right? And nobody really pulls you aside to say, hey, let's talk about really how to set you up for success in the long term when it comes to kind of healthy habits, right, to have in the long run. And part of the issue with that is that, we hear about these things like work-life balance. We hear about things like setting boundaries and things like that. But at the same time, though, that's not just so easy to do. And one of the reasons for that, I think, is because everybody's different. Yeah. So if you think about, like for me, I went through school and then I went straight into a working situation. And I didn't give a lot of thought about that transition, to be very honest. I mean, it's exciting. You get a job, you get a title, and you get money. So, you know, you feel like you're all grown up suddenly. And the thing is that for me, I know that I was so keen on making a good impression and kind of excelling at my work that I was not clear for myself on setting boundaries. And so basically every time, you know, I got more work from my boss, I just kept taking it. And, you know, like, and he wasn't being mean. He just, you know, he just was giving me more and I was taking it. So like, it was really on me. And so I think it's something that's useful for people to think about because wherever you are in your career, I think it's something that you need to try to strive to be balanced. And the only way you can do that is really like asking yourself what that means for you. Right. Some people are okay with being in a situation where their office is not very attractive, as long as they get paid a lot, for example. Other people would say, no way, I have to have windows and see greenery around me, you know, but like that they don't need as much money because they kind of see it as an overall thing. So I thought it could be useful if we talk a little bit about some of these different aspects about what is ideal, I mean, which is obviously it's going to be different for every person, but we can talk about a few of these points and Maybe just kind of spark some ideas for people so that they can think a little bit about what's important for them.
Yeah. Well, I think that that's important too, is like you said, we're going to be talking about like the general topics of like, what are even the possibilities of what the different options are in a healthy work life, so that you can like really identify what is right for you. So what you got for us?
Yeah. So I mean, one of the things that I think that people really need to think about is how integrated do you want your work life and your private life to be? And here we get into, again, that famous like work-life balance. But I think it's important to really ask yourself, what are you willing to accept? Clearly, this is linked somewhat to the job that you have, but you need to be clear on if it's okay for you that, you know, your boss expects you to be on call 24/7? Mm-hmm. Or are you really somebody who says, no, I want to leave the office and leave it all behind me? And I think it would be easy to generalize and say, well, depending on the kind of job that you have, that's easier or harder to do, right? I mean, obviously, if you have some kind of a job like where you actually are going to a location and providing a service, I don't know, like somebody who's, I don't know, a bus driver, right? Like a bus driver, they go and they drive the bus, and when they park the bus and leave the bus, they're done, right? Right. They're not actually taking it home. As compared to somebody who is in an office setting where the higher up you go in the organization, you might actually feel like you have to be on call. Sometimes in office settings, you can't be on call because, you know, the data is so protected, like you can't have connections to work, right? For example, from home, although that's changing with COVID clearly. But so, I mean, it's important to get a clarity basically on where do you set your own boundary for that? Are you somebody who is okay with having your private life and your professional life kind of intertwined and being able to go back and forth? Because maybe you have benefits like flexibility in your workday. Maybe that's not a problem for you. Or maybe on the other hand, it's kind of more like, no, I want to know that I go to the office from this time to that time. And when I leave, I'm done. So,
right. And like you said, kind of knowing what are you willing to sacrifice? You'd be very lucky, I think, to be able to hit every single perfect thing that you want in your perfect work life. And, hopefully we can all achieve that and find that perfect job that has everything we want, but ultimately you're going to be making trade-offs. And so, like you said, like maybe, yeah, you are on call during the evening or you have to answer emails in the evening, but maybe you have flexible work hours throughout the day and that allows you to be with your family and your kids or whatever it might be. And so figuring that out for yourself, do you want to be that type of person that goes hard for 10 hours in a day, but then when you're home for good, you don't have to worry about it. And really like thinking through those different things.
Mm-hmm. And I think, I think the other thing that I want to add, because this is one thing about when you're looking for a job, right? And you can kind of say, you can have your list of your priorities, like, you know, what do I really, really want, right? I mean, thinking about it, asking yourself that question is like the first thing you have to do and get clear on what does your list look like. But like, let's say you're already in a job, right? And you're frustrated because you feel like, maybe you're that person who says, I don't want to take work home, but yet you go home and your boss, you know, sends you a text message, right? And you just feel like, wow, that's, you know, really intruding on my space. So what I want to say about that is if there are some areas in your professional life where you're actually upset by other people's behavior around you, it's for me a way for you to understand that somehow the boundary is not clear. So it might be that you're actually not explicit for yourself, right? Like, I mean, maybe you've never really thought about like, oh yeah, I'm one of those people who expects like when I leave work, my day is done. But maybe that's not how it is for your boss because maybe your boss has a different level of responsibility. And so your boss hasn't thought about, oh, when my employee goes home, their day is done, right? Because they're your boss and they're on call. And so you're on call, right? So if you're having that kind of upset, it's super important to get really clear on the expectations. And one thing that I think it's really important to say, and even though it's obvious, it just doesn't really occur to people, but it's that if it's in your head, it's not obvious to other people. So it's your personal preference, but it's not necessarily obvious to everybody that that is what your personal preference is. So sometimes you just need to find ways to be explicit about that. And, you know, whether you're talking to your boss and, you know, just getting clarity on the situation and saying, right, I just wasn't sure. Do you want me to be on call in the evenings or on the weekends? And then, you know, sometimes they're going to be like, oh, no. Oh, I sent you that thing the other day. I'm sorry. I didn't even think about it. right? Yeah. Or maybe, like I had a boss who worked a lot on the weekends, but, you know, took time off during the week because, you know, we wanted to do sports. And so he actually was very clear when he started working with us. He said, please note that if I send you something on the weekend, I am not expecting you to answer during the weekend. So, you know, it's just a lot about communication and being clear on what the priorities are and what the preferences are, just so that people can kind of get clear on what those boundaries are and, you know, if they're acceptable or not.
Yeah. Well, and I really love that, of just like making sure that that communication is clear. I mean, like so many arguments, and I hate watching romantic movies and stuff with my wife, because I feel like so many arguments and issues could always be solved if you just talked it out a little bit and getting clear with your boss or whoever you work with, and making sure they understand what your boundaries are. What about those people who might be listening and thinking like they're afraid of what their boss might think or say? If they come to them and say like, hey, you know, I personally would like to not be on call, should they approach it like that? Like saying what they would like or not like, or are you saying like, just get clear on what the boss's expectations are and then try and align with that?
Well, I think it's different for everybody because you're talking about having humans involved. So it always depends on preferences, right? But yeah. It's a little bit like a dance partner, right? For me, I mean, the idea is that I wouldn't go right away with the attitude like, last night you wrote me and I don't want you to do that anymore, right? Because yeah. That's kind of going to feel aggressive. But if you do say something to your boss like, oh, I noticed that you sent me that message and I took care of it right away, but I wasn't sure, is that how you want to operate all the time? Because you can say things like, because I don't always look at my phone when I'm at home, you know, or like I get home and I put my phone away, you know, or I disconnect, or, you know, you can be explicit without making it, you know, a sensitive point. The thing is that the boss is probably the boss will ask themselves the question, you know, like, oh, right. Was I expecting, like, did I need that answer right away? Because, you know, depending on your boss's behavior, it might be somebody who's like, what I call off my plate onto yours. So basically like a problem comes up, I want to get it off of my plate. And so I'm sending it over to you and now it's on your plate, right? So the boss goes ahead and sends the email or sends the message and now it's your problem and it's off the boss's mind. So now the boss feels better. But the truth is that maybe the boss doesn't even care if you just only work on it tomorrow. That's totally fine. But bosses don't usually take the time, in my experience anyway, to be like very courteous and say, oh, even though I'm writing this, you know, tonight, you don't have to do it until tomorrow. They're not always so considerate like that, right? So I think before it's a problem, check if it's a problem, right? So if you say to your boss, like, oh, I noticed that you sent me this message yesterday, I mean, maybe you decide not to do it. I mean, I don't want to encourage anyone to have bad behavior, but, you know, like, let's say you didn't do it. And then you say, well, I'm sorry, but it wasn't obvious to me that that's how we were operating. Right. And then if your boss says, well, yeah, you know, then you say, oh, okay, well, that wasn't clear for me at all, or whatever you want to say. But I mean, getting explicit is going to help. Right. So in terms of the clarity, then if you're like, oh, no, I am not signing up for a job where they can contact me 24/7, you know, I'm not at that pay grade or whatever. I mean, then that's a discussion to have with your boss, right? But then that's when you can start being worried about it. I don't think you have to be worried about it because maybe your boss misstepped. So does that help?
Yeah, no, I like that a lot. Are there other major areas of like healthy work life that we should be looking at when identifying what our kind of dream career work life looks like?
I think the one about the work-life balance, I think that's a major one. And I think that that's something that people need to really keep their eye on as they're evolving through their career, because I do see from experience and, you know, from the work with my clients that there tends to be an attitude like, oh, well, the more I'm paid and the higher I go up the corporate ladder, the more I have to put up with. And a lot of times I don't actually think you have to make that kind of trade-off. There can be a different trade-off, which is that, you know, like, yes, you get paid and yes, you have responsibilities, But you actually are getting paid typically for the risk that you're taking on, right? And the level of the responsibility. So it's not that in a higher position that you necessarily have to be available all the time. And of course, you're going to be available if there is, for example, a really important event that's taking place over the weekend occasionally and you get called in. I mean, that's, you have to have flexibility with that too.
Right.
I think the other thing is, I mean, in terms of like setting boundaries, there's always the personal relationships. That's a question as well for me. So one thing that I see in this regard that people don't think enough about is how much they really want to share about their private life at work. So you have to realize that when you interact with other people and you're sharing personal information, that you're inviting a certain level of intimacy with that person. So if you're going to work and you're explaining everything that happens in your private life at work, and I don't know, somebody, you know, one of your colleagues is making comments or something, and then you get upset about it, it's a little sensitive, right? So sometimes I think a good approach is for you to have a rule in your mind about what do I really want to share. So for example, I can tell you that I'll give you an experience that I had. For one of the things was I was always into being very transparent, right? And I'm still into being very transparent, but I wanted to get clarity on the timing of a retreat that we were doing for management. And I was asking about like the time frame because I had to organize childcare for my kids, okay, because I was going to be away overnight. And so I just was trying to get clarity on what the times were. And because I said something about like I needed to find out for childcare, I actually got a kind of a nasty comment from my boss. Yeah, which I was like, wow, yeah, really, really surprising. And on top of it, one of my colleagues had political activities that he did. And when he had to miss things like this, there was no comment, you know, so it felt really bad. So sometimes, I think if you don't share too many details, it's, you're actually better off because as soon as you're sharing so much information, you're inviting judgment from the other person about if it's a valid reason or not. Right. So you can decide to say like, I have personal commitments, so I need to know the timing so that I can organize myself in my private life. Or you can decide to say, well, you know, Johnny and Susie are going to be home alone. You know, you can decide to say how much you want to say is my point. So, yeah, I think it's something where you can't have it both ways, or it's a rare situation where you can have it both ways. So that's something I see in teams a lot, right? That maybe you're on the same level as a colleague as well. And maybe you like to have a jokey, like kind of relationship with somebody. But as soon as there's some kind of a tension in the team, like maybe somebody is not, like maybe somebody's having a personal problem at home, like the kids are sick or they're having some kind of tension with their spouse. I mean, these are things that shouldn't be impacting your work, but, you know, they often will. And so when the team is so close and personal, people love the upside of that, which is like, oh, we all get along, we're all so close. But as soon as there's this downside, which is that we have to have more compassion for one another, that can be difficult because it requires people to put in more effort, right, from the rest of the team. Mm-hmm. So these are things that when things are going well, it's always easy. When things are not so easy, it's always a lot harder. So I would say that's another area where I think it's good for people to have kind of some guidelines about what they want. But, you know, in terms of like the general approach to what kind of a career do you want? I mean, these are important things for you to know for yourself so that when you go into an interview, you know, you can get a feel. I mean, these aren't the questions that you want to rattle off right away, but you can say things like, oh, well, you know, what does a normal work day look like here? Or, you know, I mean, you don't have to say it's really important for me to leave my work once I leave the office. I mean, you don't have to say it that way, but you can actually get some information together, right? Mm-hmm. During the interview, you can kind of collect information and kind of get a feeling for yourself. Like, does this feel like it's going to be a good fit or not? Do they expect you to have drinks on Friday afternoon, right? Or whatever, right? These are things that if you're not somebody who likes that kind of social interaction, this is important for you to know. If you don't go to those social activities, it will be noticed. I'm not saying it's going to always have a negative impact, but it will be noticed generally. So just getting clear on that can help make sure that you're actually finding an organization which is truly a good fit for you and where you're not going to have to fight on every little thing that you do.
Definitely. Yeah. And I, just to add on real quick, you know, I feel like that it's not necessarily create your perfect dream job. And then in every job interview, you have a checklist and it needs to hit like all these requirements for you to want to take that job. Right. But it's about looking at, okay, what are like the most important things that I need in a work life so that I can continue to find joy and excitement and happiness in my work. And so really looking at like, what are you willing to sacrifice so that you can have the things that you really want? And so, you know, you might not hit all the things on your checklist, but that's fine. And so, yeah, really getting clear on that is super important. And I appreciate you for sharing that with us, Anita. And I think it was really helpful. It's good for me learning about that. Okay. And so hope everyone enjoyed that.
Great. Well, I hope it helps everybody. So there you go.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Have a good day. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Everyday Worker. If you want to find more great content just like this to help you in your career change journey, go to everydayworker.com. There you'll find my blog, all my podcasts, and other free resources such as my Career Change Masterclass, where I share what's stopping you from switching to a fulfilling career and how you can overcome those challenges. Again, go to everydayworker.com to learn more.